For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
Desde la Mesopotamia Argentina, provincia de Misiones, nace una estrella.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras, and we made it. We survived 2011.
Barely.
To finish off this year, we're going to help you send off 2011 in a big way with great music.
We've got some brand new tracks, and we've also got some songs we just didn't get a chance to play this year.
We're almost there, guys. It's time to get moving. This is Alt Latino. Again, one of the cool parts of this gig is discovering cool new music. Who are these guys?
Well, this isn't new, and it's not guys. This is Lajeros from Argentina. This is actually one of her older songs. This is called Trocitos, or Little Pieces. It came out in 2009. The reason I brought it is because, A, it's one of the songs of hers that I like the most, and she has a new album coming out in 2012, so I just wanted to bring it up. In addition to having just a sick cumbia mixed with these beats and vocals that
it's like an Arabic cumbia.
Yeah.
I really dig it. It's cool.
And the lyrics, they're talking about a girl. When she cries, wood splinters come out of her eyes. The song is supposed to be located in Misiones, which is a province of Argentina. If you look at the map, it's the one province that just goes into Brazil.
Wow.
And it's a province that's shrouded in a lot of legend and fantasy, and it's visually a very stunning place. I've always actually wanted to retire there.
Have you ever been up to that part of the country?
I was supposed to go when I was a kid, and our plane had a malfunction, and we had to do an emergency landing.
Oh my gosh.
Which is why I'm so scared of flying. And
when she says she's scared of flying, that's an understatement.
Not pleasant, but this song is really pleasant.
Yes, yeah, so let's change the subject. Let's get back into the music. This is great. I like it. You brought something else, a band called Denver.
Denver is a Chilean indie pop band that we have explored on our show. Right before Christmas, they're releasing this compilation of remixes of some of their biggest hits from their album Música Gramática Gimnasia, And this is the remix of the song Adolescentes. Remix makes me so happy.
I'm just not feeling it.
Why?
It's just a little too, almost too pop in a way.
That's so weird because you are always bringing these remixes and I complain that they're not going anywhere melodically.
You know, I listen to this.
Is it the vocals?
No, because I've heard it once. It's just not hitting me the way it hits you.
Well, so the guy who remixed this is a Chilean DJ named Sokio. And I'm wondering how you'll react to another remix of his that I just found coincidentally. It's a remix of Colombian singer Lido Pimienta. And we've had her music on the show. This is a song you really liked when you heard it. And it's Buena Persona. I want to see how you react to his remix of it. Remember this song?
I do remember this song, yeah. It's very different.
So it's the same guy who remixed this.
Sokio. So yeah, the whole remix thing is, I guess it depends on what you're starting with.
Because you like this remix.
This one I like. This one I did.
I mean, I think this remix almost, the original by Lido Pimienta, Buena Persona, was very eerie and celestial. And then he adds these beats, and I think it sounds almost Depeche Mode.
Yeah, there's
it
something.
Doesn't it? Is it? It's very...
Oh my gosh. I just almost...
Did you have a Depeche Mode moment?
No, I almost said that I like something by an 80s band. Almost.
I mean, it sounds very good.
Because I like this track.
Yeah, good stuff. So what did you bring next?
I brought Ozomatli, and there's a story behind this song. It's called Dynamite, and I'll tell you about it as soon as we hear a little bit of the song. From a soundtrack to the Happy Feet 2 video game.
The video game or
video
the movie?
Video game, not the movie, okay. The video game. As you know, most movies now, especially are aimed at kids, and I would know, they do the movie and then there's a video game that comes out shortly after that's based on the characters in whatever film it was.
Do your kids play it?
You know, we don't have Happy Feet 2 yet. I'm sure we will at some point. Think about it. This is Ozomatli. They were very, very early on a Latin alternative band with very political roots and very eclectic mix of music. They've maintained this popularity while being alternative. And now they're doing something very mainstream and doing a soundtrack to a video game. But they keep their sound. They sound like Ozomatli, right?
Yeah, I have to confess that I've never been a big Ozomatli fan. I completely respect them as artists, and
sure.
I think their political and social justice conviction is totally awesome.
Sure.
And I guess sound-wise, I don't know, it's like that ska 90s thing that I just have trouble getting into it, I guess.
Yeah, obviously, I'm from California. They're very popular. They got started out there in Los Angeles.
And they have a very California sound.
And I brought this today just to showcase the fact that they're doing something big time like this on a soundtrack. It's like they're bringing the rest of the world along for their musical vision. It's dynamite. Throw it up in the sky. Hey, it's all alright. What are we doing next?
Let's head to Brazil. This is Wado. This is the song Esqueleto or Skeleton. Like this song, then I don't know you.
This track, Brazil is bringing it.
This is Wado, and this is from his new album, Samba 808.
Nice.
And he's offering the album for free download.
Wow.
So you guys can check that out on our website. We'll have a link to it. Our website is npr.org/altlatino. I heard this album several weeks after taping our show on Latin Funk, and I was kind of kicking myself because this would have been a perfect song.
Wow, it's, you know, funk is good all year round, man.
It's, doesn't it sound like it just belongs in, like, American Gangster? It's the scene in which you walk in, and there's some girl with an afro wearing a jumpsuit and with a martini glass, or I don't know.
You're
Felix.
So cinematic.
I am.
That's what's impressing me.
That's a very Al Green thing.
Well, sort of. I mean, it's impressing me how funk from the United States in the 70s just went all over the world and people are reinterpreting
it. Oh, Brazil?
And look at this, man.
Brazil has a love affair with funk.
This track is a perfect example. I just slam it.
Speaking of Blast from the Past.
When we talked about doing the show, you talked about bringing songs that would kind of help us ease out of last year and into next year. I just wanted to play one track of a trend that was happening last year. Boogaloo got popular again from DJs doing remixes and stuff and just playing the old stuff. I brought in an old track from Eddie Palmieri. I think it's from 1967, I think. This is called Que Rico.
Delicious.
Como Palmieri Bugalú, arriba con él, tasty, tasty. Qué rico.
This is Eddie Palmieri, like I said. This is from an album called The Bad Boogaloo, the New Yorican Sounds from 1966 to 1970. I had the great fortune to host a jazz piano Christmas at the Kennedy Center last week, and Eddie Palmieri was one of the pianists. We had four pianists. Each pianist does two Christmas songs. It was a rare solo piano performance from Eddie Palmieri. You know, he's turning 75 this week, and he's still doing amazing things as a pianist, as a band leader, as a musician. I know Ray Barreto, who had a hit with a thing called El Watusi. Barreto always like, oh yeah, I wish you would forget that song, because it was such a minor thing for him, you know? And
right.
He did all these other great things with straight ahead salsa and Fania. What this revival is doing is like taking another look at Boogaloo. It's like, you know what? It was a significant thing. It was a big deal. And unfortunately, Barreto's no longer with us, but I think it's nice, like for Eddie and some of the other, Johnny Colon and some of these other musicians, to get recognized for, you know what, during that era, it was a perfect combination of the New Yorican sound, the African-American sound, the R&B.
It's kind of where salsa and merengue and Caribbean and
it was mostly
met the intersection with African-American styles,
in the 60s, in the mid-60s, so it was mostly Afro-Cuban, the Montuno and Guajira and all that stuff. That's principally what the rhythms were. And then they mixed it with soul and R&B. And it, for a very, like this album says, 66 to 70, it was a very short period of time. And a lot of the purists would say, oh, that's not the real deal. That's not Afro-Cuban. That's not, you know, dance music. As I've said before, I'm just fascinated by that whole era. It's really nice to be able to play something from Eddie Palmieri, who's like still vibrant and still creative force at 75 years old.
So, moving from a 75-year-old to, I don't know how old Gabby Moreno is, but she's very young.
Very young.
This is Bring My Baby Back to Me, and I guess, is this a Christmas release?
It's a Christmas EP that she has available on her website. Again, it's a great example of her vocal powers. Check it out.
It's Christmas time, and I want to see Santa Claus. Christmas time, and I want to see Santa Claus. Gonna ask him for my baby, and that a real good cause. He was my loving baby, and I loved him oh so strong. He was my loving baby.
We're a few days after Christmas now, but that's still a great song.
It still works. We can keep this groove going till next Christmas. How's that?
Absolutely. And whenever I see her in person, she's such a tiny, delicate little woman. And then she has that voice that it's just like, where do you keep that?
I think it comes, even though she's from Guatemala, I think it comes from Mississippi or somewhere like that. Listen to that, man. It's a very, very authentic blues voice.
I can't wait for Gabby Moreno's new album. She's putting together an album which is going to be in Spanish, and it's going to have her Spanish language songs from her last album, Illustrated Songs, mm-hmm. and some new Spanish language songs. I just can't wait.
She's such a talent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When somebody asks you about an artist and they're like, oh, let me hear a song, what do they sound like? Her voice is so flexible that, you know, I can play this song for you and it doesn't sound anything like another song on the album.
Sure.
She really goes from samba to jazz to blues to straight up rock and roll to a Latin ballad, bolero style.
Yeah. We're big fans. Can't wait for the new record. Okay, next we have another female vocalist. But this song has an interesting story behind it.
Well, this is a song Ya Conocerán off of the Julieta Venegas album Otra Cosa. And the album Otra Cosa came out in 2010. So this isn't really a new release. But the video for this song, Ya Conocerán, came out recently. Now, in its original form, the song is kind of dancey. It's kind of almost a lighthearted story about how hard it is to lose someone. And in the video version, she's doing it acoustic on a piano. And it takes on such a dramatic, heartfelt tone that it kind of broke me into tears. It's a beautiful song, especially around this time of the year when, you know, you might be thinking about people you lost this year. Let's listen to it.
Yeah.
Todos los que no entienden de perder te dirán no pasa nada, la vida seguirá. Todos los que no saben de soledad te dirán todo se olvida, otro ocupa su lugar. ¿Cómo van a saber si no han nadado en la profundidad? Ya conocerán la verdadera sensación del mar. Lo que a tu lado fui, me lo guardaré. Solo pido que deje de doler. Lo que a tu lado fui, me lo guardaré. Solo pido que deje de doler.
What she's kind of saying is, those people who don't know anything about loneliness will tell you, well, someone else will come along, or you'll get over it. But they don't know the depth of the ocean. She's comparing being alone and losing someone to being in the ocean. And the line it's just stunning when she does it, is who I was at your side, I will save, I will keep with me. I just ask that this stops hurting.
Siempre te va buscando la verdad. Un día entenderá lo poco que va quedando en su lugar. Lo que a tu lado fui, me lo guardaré. Solo pido que deje de doler. Lo que a tu lado fui, me lo guardaré. Solo pido que deje de doler. Lo que a tu lado fui, me lo guardaré. Solo pido que deje de doler.
Despite the lyrics, the feeling of it changes so much according to the instrumentation.
Sure.
Because when it was done with a kind of a dance track, it's kind of like, I broke up with you, la-da-da, it hurts. And now with the piano, it's really serious. It's like, I'm really alone and I'm floating in the ocean here.
We often talk about the qualities of the music or the musicians, the sound of their voices, the mixes and everything. This is an instance where we can talk about just the powerful writing.
Solo pido que deje de doler. Solo pido que deje de doler.
So I wanted to finish off the show, the last show of 2011, with, you know, I just wanted to ease us out with a artist that we didn't talk about. I think we've featured him on our show, but probably we'll feature him more in 2012. This is Barnett from Colombia, and this is Cumbia Galáctica.
Que rebosa en su nido.
I just thought it would be a really nice, mellow way to ease out of 2011. Kind of a galactic, psychedelic cumbia for whatever state of mind New Year's Eve finds you in.
You know, New Year's Eve, there's such a big pressure to be at the party and have the big thing. But I've always felt like New Year's Eve, that transition is always mellow for me. So this
really?
Is perfect.
Really? Because you always run through my backyard. In the nude.
Okay. Happy New Year. Yeah, right. It's always been nice and mellow, and this song is perfect. So nice call. Very good.
That's our show for today and for the rest of the year.
We want to thank our awesome behind-the-scenes staff and team, Mike Katziff, Jessica Goldstein, Anya Grundman, and Franny Kelly, and our engineer, Greg Gavin.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Alt Latino. We'll see you in 2012.
Happy New Year.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Otra.